safe out. Safely out the instant you lift your finger. Yes, it's Ronson again with the game that everybody's playing, 20 Questions.
Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
It's mineral.
Would I give it to my mother-in-law?
It's a perfect gift for cigarette, cigar, and pipe smokers.
Ah, that must be a Ronson lighter.
Beyond question, it must be a Ronson if you want the world's greatest lighter. Now, here's Bill Slater.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 20 Questions, the absolutely unrehearsed program where you listeners send in subjects for our questioners to identify in not more than 20 questions. A smart Ronson lighter for pocket or handbag will be awarded for any entry selected by our judges for use on 20 Questions. And if our questioners don't name your subject in 20 Questions, you also win a grand prize. A silver-plated smoker service inspired by the Queen Anne period and fashioned by Ronson, comprising a table lighter with matching cigarette urn and tray. In case of duplication or similarity, the subject bearing the earliest postmark will be chosen. Entries become our property. And listen.
I'm the mystery voice, off stage in a soundproof booth. I'll tell you what the subject is, and a poster will inform our studio audience. But we won't tell our questioners.
Who are Fred Vandeventer, famous newscaster, Florence Renard, musician and teacher, Bobby McGuire, amazing 15-year-old schoolboy, Herb Calaisi, radio and motion picture producer, and our special guest tonight is one of radio's most lovable personalities and a star of It Pays to Be Ignorant, Miss Lulu McConnell. Miss McConnell, Mr. Pelosi, who produces It Pays to Be Ignorant, directs it, seems very happy to have you here tonight. And Miss McConnell, we're all very happy to have you here tonight.
Thank you very much. Who is he, Herb?
That's Mr. Slater.
Oh, cute kid, ain't he?
Yeah, he's very cute. Well, matter of taste.
Yeah, what's your first name, honey?
My first name is Bill, Miss McConnell.
Bill, oh, I just love the name of Bill. Isn't that a cute name?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy, he's a tootsie roll, ain't he? Oh, he's a star. Well, honey, how do you just call me your Ronson girl?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll be the light of your life.
Well, I can assure you, Miss McConnell, I won't light out. I'm awfully glad you're here tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it.
And you're in great form, Miss McConnell.
Well, your answer was a little weak.
Thank you very much. No fueling. Now, let us get into subject number one. I'm glad you're in such grand form, Miss McConnell. I think you'll enjoy playing 20 questions with us. We're sending a handy pocket Ronson lighter to Harry W. Craver of Murfreesboro, Illinois, for submitting our first subject, which is animal.
This is the 20 Questions Mystery Voice on the job bright and early with the subject. It's the worm that the early bird gets.
Now the people at home know. Let the studio audience see the first subject. And it is animal, and you have 20 questions in which to get it. Vance.
Is it a living American man?
No. Herb.
Does the man from Murfreesboro designate a four-footed animal by any chance?
Not a four-footed animal, Herb. Vance.
Is it a whole animal?
It's a whole animal, yes. Florence?
Is it human?
Not human. No. Mm-hmm. Bobby?
Is it a bird?
Not a bird. That's five questions. Van again.
Is it a marine animal?
Marine animal? No. No? Florence?
Is it some kind of a worm or a bug?
Yes. Yes, Herb?
Is it a June bug?
No, it's not a June bug. Florence?
Does this particular worm exist, or bug, whatever it is, or is it fictional?
It's fictional in a sense. That's nine questions. Bob.
Is it an insect?
No, it's not an insect. Florence.
Is it in a saying?
It's in a saying.
Is the word we want worm?
The word you want is, what'd you say?
Is the word that we want worm?
Yes. Yes. Science.
Is this the worm that turns?
No, it's not the worm that turns. Bob?
The worm the early bird catches?
The worm the early bird catches. Good. Did you have that in mind, Miss McConnell?
No, I didn't really.
Well, you had a bird of a look on your face.
Yeah,
I thought you were thinking of the worm. All right, you got the worm the early bird gets in 14 questions, and you're off to a good start. I think I'll get you a harder subject this time. And I believe I've got it. We're sending a dependable Ronson lighter to R.W. Leeds of Columbus, Ohio, for submitting our second subject. It is vegetable, animal, and a bit mineral.
Bill
Bill is asking the panel to identify General MacArthur's famous cap.
Now the mystery voice has told the people at home, let the studio audience see it. This is will be a little bit harder, I think. Don't you, audience? All right. That
is a manufacturer.
It's manufactured. Herb.
Is it a flag?
No, it's not a flag. Florence.
Is it a building?
Not a building. No. Bob?
Is it partly made of cloth?
It's partly made of cloth. That's right. Grant.
Is this an object famous because of the person with whom it's connected?
It is. Bob.
Was he a man?
Yes. Her.
Was he an historical character?
Yes. Grant.
Was he an American?
Yes. That's eight questions.
Very
Grant.
Great.
Was he connected with the government?
Yes. Nine. Her.
Was he a general?
Yes.
I wish I knew.
Ten. Bob.
Was he also a president?
No. You're responsible for your own verb tenses, my friends. Van.
Is this man living?
Yes. Her.
Is it General MacArthur?
Yes. And now, what is it of General MacArthur? You got an idea, Miss McConnell?
No,
All right.
Is it his pipe?
No.
Is it his hat? Something on his hat?
Not his hat.
I say, is it something on his hat?
It is not something on his hat. Florence?
Is it anything to do with those goggles he wears?
No, it has nothing to do with the goggles he wears. 16 questions. Oh, Miss McConnell?
The sword?
No, it's not the sword. 17, Van?
I wonder, is it his military cap?
It's his famous military cap. Good, good, good.
That's what I meant, Bill, but I wasn't absolutely sure.
Well, I've got to get it right on the nose,
You've got
to
say hat, right?
Yep. General MacArthur's famous military cap.
Well, I've been in the Adams hat store. I guess I'm a little confused.
Well, I'm glad you're using your head and his, too. You got that in 18 questions, my friends, and I think you're in pretty fair fettle tonight.
What's fettle?
Well, I think that's something on the bottom of a horse's leg. Oh, that's not fettle. I guess you're in just good form tonight. Suppose we let it go at that. And we'll move into subject number three. You like the game, Miss McConnell?
I love it.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Well, we're sending a Ronson Whirlwind lighter, and that's also very nice, too, because that's that lighter with that ingenious disappearing windshield. That goes to Mr. S. Swettenham of Ottawa, Canada, for submitting our third subject, which is vegetable, animal, and a bit mineral.
Rest assured that our questioners can't hear me telling you that this subject is another hat. Only this time it's Napoleon.
The people at home know now. Let the studio audience know. Now see if you can get this one. It's going to be harder, isn't it, audience? Miss McConnell.
Would it be, is it in Canada?
In Canada? No.
This particular?
No. That was a good question, however. Bobby?
Is this in part made of cloth?
It's in part made of
cloth. Is this a hat?
This is a hat.
General MacArthur's military cap.
No, it's not General MacArthur's military cap. I wasn't doing that.
I was playing for you that time.
Miss McConnell?
It wouldn't be General Eisenhower's hat, would it?
No.
Well, that's what I said. It wouldn't be General Eisenhower.
It wouldn't be General Eisenhower's hat.
That's
right. Van?
Did this hat belong to a man?
Yes. Yep. That's six. Herb.
Well, was he a general?
He was a general. That's seven. Van again.
Is this general living?
No.
What?
Bob.
Was he an American general in the Revolution?
No. Florence.
Was he a Southern general in Civil War?
No. That's 10 questions. Van.
Was he an American?
He was not an American. Miss McConnell, get your hand up.
Oh.
Down it goes. Herb.
Was he a Corsican?
He was a Corsican.
Was it Napoleon's hat?
Napoleon's three-cornered wire. All right. Oh, practically everybody had that. You had it, didn't you, Van?
Sure.
You had it, Florence.
Yes,
sir. Gone, you sort of boxed me in on hat. Now, you've gotten every subject tonight. So far, the first subject, the worm that the early bird gets, you got pretty early in 14 questions. You got John MacArthur's famous cap in 18 questions, and you got Napoleon's famous three-cornered hat in 13 questions. You're not going to get this next subject so quickly.
I might even say that Napoleon's hat was the ugliest hat I think I ever saw.
You really think so?
Yeah, I really do. Always did think so. All those pictures, you know, with his hands stuck in his vest.
Yeah.
And with his hat on cockeyed.
Oh, I thought it was a cute hat.
Have you seen some
of the present-day women's hats?
They make you think they're Napoleon.
No, they're three-cornered and four-cornered and six-cornered. Well, let's move on to our fourth subject here, since you're doing so well. Now, don't try to talk me out of going ahead just because you people are doing so well. I've dug down here for one, and I'm sending a lovely Ronson lighter for her handbag to Georgie McCoy of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for submitting this one. This will be tougher. It's vegetable.
Bill Slater is giving the go signal to the experts. Now it's up to them to get a traffic ticket.
Now the mystery voice has told the people at home, let the studio audience take a look at this. I don't know whether you can get this in 20 questions or not. That.
Is it edible?
Edible? No, no, no. It can't be eaten. Sometimes you might wish it could be, but it can't be eaten. Florence?
Is it wood?
Wood? No. No. Bob?
Is it cloth?
Not cloth. Van.
Was it ever wood?
Was it ever wood? Yes. Herb?
Well, is it paper?
Paper. Of a form. That's five. Bob?
Is this paper, does it have printing on it?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Florence?
Is it a ticket that a cop gives you?
Yes. But what kind, Florence?
Speeding?
What?
Speeding?
Well, yes, a speeding ticket or a...
traffic ticket.
Traffic ticket. Well. That's it, Florence. You got it. You got it. You got that in eight questions. You people are tremendously warm tonight. You are on the beam. Well, now, okay, questioners, that wraps up four subjects. Here's Frank Waldecker.
They're full days, listeners, these last days of May and early weeks of June. Graduation's coming up, Father's Day approaching, June weddings in rapid succession. So many functions to attend, so many big occasions to mark with a right gift. And what could be more welcome, what could be righter than a handsome Ronson lighter? It's so smart, it's so special, it's something he or she will keep in constant daily use. A Ronson, you see, is much more than just another lighter. When Ronson developed that famous ever-dependable patented safety action, pressed its lid, released its out, and styled it to fine jewelry standards, this lighter became an indispensable personal accessory for smokers. Take, for instance, the Adonis, that latest addition to the Ronson line. This breathtaking leap forward in lighter design, a sterling silver beauty with a streamlined slimness of a fine modern watch, is a gift for which you will be long and gratefully remembered. Ask to see the Adonis and look over the whole Ronson range at your favorite dealer. Handsome models for pocket or handbag for as little as $5.50. Charmingly graceful table models in radiant silver plate, all at surprisingly modest cost. Remember, every Ronson, from the lowest priced pocket model to the exquisite Ronson Banker in 14 karat gold, is made with the same precision craftsmanship. And now, back to 20 questions.
And now you have stopped me on every subject so far this evening, and for the fifth subject, I have really gone down deep in my bag of tricks, and I think I've got one. We're sending a Ronson lighter fashioned to fine jewelry standards to June A. Jackson of Cambridge, Massachusetts. For this one, it's vegetable.
Here in my hidden hideaway, this is the mystery voice telling the radio audience only that the subject is that good 5-cent cigar that this country needs.
Let the studio audience see what this one is. All right. Now I think I've got it. Vegetable, 20 questions, Van Stuy.
Can you eat it?
Eat it? No. No. Florence.
Is this made from paper?
Not made from paper. Van.
Is it in existence?
No. No. Alas and alackaday, no. Herb.
Is it in a cartoon?
No, it's not in a cartoon. Bobby?
Is it fictional?
Fictional, in a sense it is.
Kind of
a thing. Well, if I told you that, Bob, you'd know. It does not come from a book of fiction or a short story. Now,
or a poem or
you?
A song or anything.
Now, are you asking another question?
No, you hadn't answered my first question yet.
Your question was, is it fictional? I say, in a sense, it's fictional.
In other words, yes.
Well,
is it in a song?
No. No.
Doesn't know out of them anyway.
Florence?
Is it something fictitious in our minds rather than having been written?
No, it's not something fictitious in your mind. Right.
Well, has this actually been written?
About?
Yes.
It's been written about, yeah. Sure.
Bobby? Is it more or less of an ancient object?
Oh, No. Florence?
Is it Mason Muir?
No. No. That's the same question. Florence?
Is it a growing vegetable? That is, whatever it is it growing? Such as a flower, a weed, or something of that sort?
Well, it's not growing now. Herb?
Well, is it tobacco in any form?
Yes. The form of that.
Is it snuff?
This is nothing to sneeze at. No, it's not, Herb.
It's some kind of tobacco.
That's 13 questions. Fine. Does this tobacco have any particular historical significance? Yes, in a sense it does. Then again, does it have anything to do with the tobacco that Sir Walter Raleigh took back to England? Not quite that historic. Bob?
Is it more modern tobacco?
Than Sir Walter Raleigh?
No, I mean, is it contemporary?
Tobacco? No.
The
thing we're after doesn't exist today.
I mean, they don't talk about it now.
Oh, yes, they still talk about it.
I don't know how to word it.
Yeah. Remember, we have only established that it's made of tobacco. Florence.
Oh, it's made of tobacco.
Well, that's what Mr. Pelosi brought out.
Mr. Connell? It wouldn't be... They used to cure a long time ago, would it?
Cure tobacco? Plug up?
Yeah.
Picnic twist or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
No. Wouldn't be that. We enjoyed talking about it, though, didn't we, Mr. McConnell?
Yeah, kind of brought back old memories. Not that I choose.
No, not. I don't either, but I choose you. Florence.
Is this something that somebody smoked?
Yes, a lot of people did, but it's not famous because of the people who smoked it.
Oh.
That's 18 questions used. A van's going out.
Was it a type of cigarette?
No, it was not. 19 questions and one to go. It was something made of tobacco, not a cigarette. It had some historic significance. Now, who wants to take a crack at it? You've got one question to go. Jimmy Jackson of Cambridge, Massachusetts is probably just about to jump into her radio. Because if you don't get it on the next question, she gets the grand prize. Miss McCown, you want to try it?
Well, it wouldn't be that tobacco that they make that they give it for a very bad effect on one. It's I can't explain what it does to
marijuana.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Maybe that isn't the tobacco.
Well, that's 20 questions. Oh. Now, you've lost, but has anybody got a fast idea? It's a cigar of a certain type.
Oh.
A Pittsburgh Stogie?
No, it's known because it's in a very famous saying. And it was said by a man from the state that you come from.
Oh,
well,
he needed a good time. Marshall said that, didn't he, Bill?
Was
it Vice President Marshall who said that?
Yeah, sure. Sounds
like Marshall said that.
Sure. Well,
we didn't say it. That's the point.
The good 5-cent cigar this country needs stumped you. You did not get that in 20 questions. And so did June Jackson of Cambridge, Massachusetts. We're sending the grand prize, which consists of the Ronson table lighter in the Queen Anne motif, silver plated, and the matching cigarette urn and tray. Congratulations to you, Miss Jackson. You stumped them. Congratulations. Well, I got you for one then, my friend. Let's see what we can all do on the sixth subject of the evening. This is the one where I let you people at home play it right along with us. And maybe if you got the good 5-cent cigar the last time ahead of our questioners, you'll have a chance now when I don't tell you the answer in advance to match your wits against our questioners. Let us know how you made out, you people at home. We will let the studio audience see it in just a second. I'm sending a surefire round of lighter to Arthur Daniels of Brooklyn, New York, for submitting this subject. It's mineral and vegetable. Let the studio audience see it, Mr. Shepard. It's not going to be too hard for you to get, I imagine. Van?
Is it a body of water?
Not a body of water, no. Bob?
Is it a structure?
Partly a structure, yes. Bob, again.
Is it more or less a group of structures?
Yes, there are several structures involved in this thing we're after. There are several structures are a part of it. Her?
Well, is it historical?
Not terribly historical. Van?
Are they in the United States?
In the United States. That's Bob. Miss McConnell?
Wouldn't be the housing...
No, it wouldn't be the housing that you're waving your fingers at me about. No. Mrs. Frenard.
Is it on the eastern coast?
Not on the eastern coast. That's 7 questions. Thanks.
Is it west of the Mississippi?
It is not west of the Mississippi. Bobby.
Is this a place where they manufacture?
No, it's not a place where things are manufactured. That's 9 questions. Florence.
Is it in Washington?
Not in Washington. Thanks.
Is it north of the Ohio River?
North of the Ohio River? Yes. Bob.
Is it connected with education?
Not connected with education. 12 questions. Miss McConnell.
Is it connected with anything around the river, by the river?
No, it's not connected to anything by the river. Van?
Is it in Illinois?
It is not in Illinois.
Is it in Michigan?
It is not in Michigan. That's 15 questions. You haven't been too far away. Florence?
Is it in Indiana?
It's in Indiana. 16 questions. Oh. Bob thinks
it's
got
Indianapolis Speedway.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Sure. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 17 questions. You know, you all might have guessed I would have used this subject tonight.
You're going there this week, aren't you?
I'm going out to broadcast the Speedway race on Decoration Day, so you might have guessed I'd use that subject tonight. Well, it took you 17 questions to get the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and you still got a pretty good record for the evening, Van.
I've seen eight of those races, and you know, Bill, I used to play in the band that marches down the Speedway racetrack, you know, before the race starts.
Is that right?
Peace band.
Well, the only real personal connection, I think that's quite a good one. That's really something to blow about, being in that band. The closest connection I ever had to the Motor Speedway is once I helped Barney Oldfield pump up a tire on the side of the road down in the Ohio Valley. So now that we have recounted, have you had any adventures with automobile races, Miss McConnell?
No, but I have ridden around.
I know you've been around, Miss McConnell.
That's right after it was open. Maybe it wasn't open yet. I don't know.
Oh, the Speedway track in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Well, I will.
I don't think the first race has been run yet.
Good, good. Maybe I'll remember that when I'm out there this week.
You got General Grant on her lap.
Oh, I did not.
That's just a general statement. Now let's move into our next subject. We're sending a Ronson lighter to Thelma Lawrence of Valdosta, Georgia, for submitting this one. This one's very hard. It's mineral.
This is your pal, the 20 Questions Mystery Voice again, and here's the answer. The dagger that Brutus used to kill Caesar.
Now let the studio audience see it. I think I'll stump them with this one, audience. I've really pulled up a toughie now. Well, I've only stumped you once tonight. Herb?
Is it precious?
No, it's not precious. Florence?
Is it metallic?
Yes, it's metallic. Van?
Is this object famous because of the person with whom it's connected?
Yes. I'll say so. Sure. Van?
Well, that gives me an idea. Does it have anything to do with handcuffs?
Handcuffs?
Yeah.
No.
It's not connected with them in that way.
Oh, no, that's a different kind of connection. Florence?
Is this a weapon?
Is it a weapon?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Van?
Does this weapon belong to a man?
Belong to a man. Florence?
Does it exist now?
Today, no.
Was it in fiction?
No. No. Bob?
Was it a firearm?
Was not a firearm. That's not. Van?
Did it belong to a continental European?
Yes. Bob?
Was it something that the kill person is sticking in?
Well, it's a gory way of coming at it, but the answer to your question is yes,
Bob. I mean,
a
sword or dagger, that's...
Yes.
I had to get them both.
Was it used in Caesar's time?
Yes.
Was it the dagger bullet used to stab Caesar with?
Herbert! Thirteen questions for the dagger with which Brutus killed Caesar is very good. Did you know he was that smart, Miss McConnell?
I just think that to be ignorant, he and I were doing all right tonight.
Well, let's see if you can knock off another one here, since you're very warm tonight.
My mother-in-law will be proud of me tonight.
Your mother-in-law will
be
proud of you. By the way, is she still with you?
No, she doesn't live with us anymore. Not since she's gone on relief.
On relief?
Yeah.
You mean she's on relief?
Yeah, now she lives at the Waldorf Astoria.
I shall ignore that. I've got to move into our next subject. We're sending a Ronson pocket lighter to F.A. DeMoy of Allentown, Pennsylvania, for submitting this subject. This subject's animal.
Bill is digging into American history for this subject, the hero of Manila, Admiral George Dewey.
Now the mystery voice has told the people at home. Let the studio audience see it. I think I'm going to get you this time. Bob?
Is it a four-footed animal?
No, it's not a four-footed animal. Van?
Is it a whole animal?
Yes. Bob?
Is it a man?
Man, yeah. Van?
Is it living?
No. Bob?
Fictional?
No. Bob?
American?
Yep. Van?
Was he in any way connected with the government?
Yeah. Yeah. Bob?
Was he in the executive branch of the government?
It came under that, yes. That's eight. Bob again?
Was he a military leader?
Military?
Or naval?
One or the other, he was, yes. You put them both in, I'll say yes. Van?
Well, was he a high officer?
Yes. Yep, that's ten. Bob,
was he a Secretary of the Navy?
No, he was not a Secretary of the Navy. Bob.
Was he an Admiral?
He was an Admiral. He was an Admiral. Does that give you an idea, Mr. McConnell? You had an admirable look on you. Bob?
An Admiral in the Revolutionary War?
Not in the Revolutionary War. That's 13th Van.
In the Civil War?
No.
In the Spanish War?
Yeah.
Dewey.
Dewey, Admiral George Dewey. Very well done. All right. You got Admiral George Dewey in 16 questions. You're doing very well. And incidentally, I might point out, in connection with our having the name of this great naval hero on our program tonight, that everybody would be doing very well to pay very careful attention to the advantages and to the patriotic opportunities available in the civilian naval reserve. It is a swell branch of our country's defense, and it gives everybody an opportunity who is eligible for it to go right along in the same great tradition established by Admiral George Dewey. I'd like to move into what we call our quickies now. Here's our first quickie. This is where I say go, which I will in just a second, and then by putting your hands up, you throw the questions, and I stop you at the end of a minute, and you've got to get the subject in at least a minute. Now, we're sending a Ronson Lighter to Alice Volkener of Buffalo, New York, for submitting quickie number one. It's animal.
The subject is Queen Victoria.
Mystery Voice has told the people, let the studio audience see it, and in just a second, I'll start my watch and say go, go.
Is it a living American man?
No.
Is it a whole animal?
Yeah.
Woman?
Yeah.
American?
No.
European?
Yeah, European.
Actress?
No.
Living?
Not living.
Continental Europe?
No.
English?
Duchess. English. Miss McConnell?
Duchess?
Not a duchess.
A princess?
Not a princess.
Was she a queen?
She
was
queen.
She was queen.
Was she the queen mother of England?
Miss McConnell?
Queen Mary of England.
Not Queen Mary.
Victoria.
What?
Wally Simpson?
No.
No, Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria. That gets it, Van. You got it. Queen Victoria in 28 seconds. Very, very good. Incidentally, that's a very appropriate subject today because in our neighboring country of Canada, they are celebrating today Empire Day on the anniversary of Queen Victoria's birth. And this has been a great year of accomplishment in Canada, the Citizenship Act, and many other steps forward in the history of that great neighbor of ours, Canada. Let's move to quickie number two. We'll hurry this one along. A Ronson Lighter is being sent to Geraldine Marin of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for submitting this quickie. It's mineral and vegetable.
The subject is Coney Island.
Mystery Voice has told the people, let the studio audience see it. I don't know if you can get this one in a minute. Go.
Is it a sculpture?
No, partly.
Is it a play?
It's a play.
In the United States?
In the United
States. East of Mississippi?
East of Mississippi.
On the Atlantic coast?
On the Atlantic coast.
Is it a town?
Not a town.
In New York?
It's in New York.
In Brooklyn?
In part of Brooklyn.
In part of Coney Island?
It's Coney Island, Herbert. Miss McConnell, you didn't know you were associated with such a smart man as Mr. Pelagius, did you?
I did not.
Have you had a good time, Miss McConnell?
I've had a wonderful time.
We've had
really
a wonderful...
I've had a very wonderful time.
We've had a wonderful time, little McConnell, having you here this evening, and thanks a lot to you for coming.
Thank you.
I think you missed Tom Howard a little bit.
Well,
now, in just a minute, friends, we'll tell you about next week's guest star and how to submit your subject to 20 questions.
On any gift occasion, weddings, graduation, Father's Day, there's no more enduring reminder of your thoughtfulness than a table lighter by Ronson in radiant silver plate. On his desk, her dining table, these exquisite accessories will find a proud and permanent place, providing a flame at the fingertips of guests for many years to come. Remember, too, with these charming Ronson table lighters, if handsome is as handsome does, their safety action rules out fire hazards. Where a Ronson stands ready with its light, precious furnishings are safe from ugly scars and match burns.
This is Bronson's Mystery Voice adding this tip for all who give lighters. Complete your gifts to grads and brides with Bronson's fuel and flint besides. These absolute necessities make any lighter work with ease. Seriously, folks, those extra long Bronson Redskin flints with a distinctive Redskin coating will give finest sparking service. Ronson All Fuel lasts longer, burns cleaner, lights instantly. Yes, there is a difference. Now here's Bill Slater to tell you how to send in those 20 question entries.
And may I suggest that you get busy and send in some entries. You have a wonderful chance to have your subject used and to get one of our Ronson lighters and a wonderful chance, too, to win the grand surprise prize. You just mail your subject, one to a postcard, please, to Ronson, R-O-N-S-O-N, Ronson, 20 Questions, care of Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 8, New York. And tune in again next week, friends, when Fred Van Deventer, Florence Renard, Bobby McGuire, Herb Palazzi, and our guest star try to identify the subjects that you submit. Next week's guest on 20 Questions will be a talented artist from the Metropolitan Opera Association and singing star of the RCA Victor Show, Robert Merrill. Now, this is Bill Slater with our producer, Bob Martin, saying for 20 questions and for Ronson, to all a good night.
This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.